Good evening. In this week's parsha, Parsha's Korach, the Torah discusses the mitzvah of pinyan haben. In Parak Yud Ches, Pasuk Tesvav, the Torah says, Pasuk says, Ach padosifte ish b'chor ha'adam. And the Gemara in Kedushin learns from this phrase, padosifte. Gemara quotes a brisa that a father is obligated to be called the child. Yeah, he's supposed to redeem the child, the b'chor. But if the father doesn't do so, and the son, the child, is obligated to redeem himself. Since it says, Padosef Deh, that either way, he has to be redeemed. So, the Torah Tumima, in his discussion, points out that, first of all, that this child really is only obligated to do this mitzvah. He only can do this mitzvah once he's a gadol himself, once he's bar mitzvah. But then the Torah Tumima raises the question, so what would happen if the son grows up and how he's bar mitzvah? And so now he has the obligation to redeem himself. So he would pay the 5 shlaim to the kohen to redeem himself. But what if he's in that situation? Does the father still have an obligation? Does the father still have a mitzvah? Or no? And he says that he didn't find anywhere in the poskim that they discussed this question. But the Torah Tumima suggests, based on the Gemara and Kedushin, the Gemara says, of course, Braisa, that if one is in a situation where he's a gadol and he has an obligation to redeem himself because his father never redeemed him, so he's a bechor and his father never redeemed him, but now he has his own bechor, he has his own son, so what should he do? Should he redeem himself or should he redeem his son? And then Simachokas Tanayim, Rabbi Huda says that the priority is for him to redeem his son. Because his own pidyon is really a mitzvah on his own father, the grandfather. But his son's pidyon is a mitzvah on him. So therefore, he redeems his son. I'm not going to get into the Gemara, what the Gemara says there, how the Gemara explains that really this is not so simple, because actually if there's only money for one or the other, so then he's pulled it himself before he's pulled to his son. But the Gemara discusses exactly what the situation is that has a machlokas. But the Torah Tumima infers from that statement that we refer to this person who's already a gadol, who has not yet been nifta, that we say that it's still the mitzvah of his pidyon, is still a mitzvah on his own father. So it seems like even a gadol, even when you have a gadol, the father is still obligated in the mitzvah to be pulled to the child, even if the child is already a gadol. It's just interesting to me that the Torah Tumima says they didn't find anywhere in the poskim that they discussed this, and in fact it seems to be a machlokas rishonim about this very issue. The Chinuch in mitzvah Shin Tzadi Beis writes explicitly that the father is always obligated, chayav la'olam liftos b'no, v'afil achar she'gdil ha'ben, ha'mitzvah mutelas al ha'av. So even after the son gets older, even after the son's a gadol, the mitzvah is still on the father. The Chinuch writes that explicitly. And the Rashba in Tshuva, in Chelek Beis Simon Shin Chaf Aleph, also writes that there's still an ongoing mitzvah for the father even after the son is older. And according to the Rashba in the Chinuch, the difference between when the son is a katan and when the son gets older and is obligated himself is that before the son is obligated himself when he's only a katan, then the mitzvah is only on the father. So is so the Bezin would force the father to mekayim this mitzvah, like any other mitzvah saseh. But after the son already grows up and he's a gadol, so then we don't force the father to do it. But if the father still wants to be polda, so he still has that mitzvah. And the Rashba says further that if there would be a conflict, if let's say now the son is already a gadol and he wants to do the mitzvah to be polda himself, and the father at this point wants to also be polda to his son, now he has money to do so, now he wants to do it. So the Rashba says that it would seem that the father would have preference. That it's really the father's preference before the son. So the father would do would have kedima in terms of doing the mitzvah. And that idea that the Rashba says that the father has kedima to his son who's a gadol, that's brought in the Beis Yosef, in his commentary to the Torah, in the Bedek HaBayis, his additional comments, the Beis Yosef quotes this Rashba. And the Baf as well quotes this Rashba. Now, the Minchas Chinuch, in his comments on the Chinuch, even goes a step further and says that even after the son of the Gadol, the mitzvah is primarily the father's mitzvah, even at that point, so much so that it's usher for the son to steal the mitzvah. If the father wants to do the mitzvah and the son grabs the mitzvah and he does it first, so that's considered stealing a mitzvah and he has to pay the money to his father because he stole his father's mitzvah. So the Minchas Chinuch takes it to that extreme. So that's on one hand. You have the Chinuch and the Rashba who clearly say that the mitzvah is still a mitzvah on the father even after the son of the Gadol. On the other hand, the Rivash in Shuva in Kuf Lamed Aleph writes that really the primary mitzvah of Pidyon is on the son. But when the son is a katan, so he can't do it, so therefore the father has the mitzvah. But once the son is a gadol, so then it's no longer a mitzvah for the father, it's really the son's mitzvah. And this Rivash is quoted in the Drisha also in Simin Shinhei, dealing with Pidyon HaBen. So I'm not exactly sure what the Tartamima meant when he said that he didn't see anywhere in the postman that they talk about it, because in the Torah, the Drisha quotes the Rivash, and the Beis Yosef and the Bach quote the Rashba explicitly, and it's also a Chinuch. And just one last point. In a situation, let's say if the father, we said that according to the Rashba, the difference before the son is a gadol and after he becomes a gadol is that when the son is still a katan, so then we would force the father to do the mitzvah. But once he's a gadol, then we wouldn't force him to do the mitzvah. But what would happen, let's say, if the son doesn't have any way to be a mekayem, let's say he doesn't have any money? So at that point, would you still force the father to do the mitzvah? So the Rashba writes that we would still force the father to do the mitzvah, and the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this as well. In Simon Shinhei in Sif Nun Dalet, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes this Rashba that if the son doesn't have any way to be mekayem mitzvah, but the father does have the money, so then we would still force the father, even though the son is a gadol. But l'chora, that's only according to the Rashba. But according to the Rivash, if in fact, once the son is a gadol, really it's the son's mitzvah, it's not the father's mitzvah, so l'chora, according to Rivash, you wouldn't force the father in that situation. So that would be a nafgamina between the Rivash and the Rashba, the situation where the father is already, when the son is already a gadol, but he doesn't have the money, so according to the Rashba, then you would force the father to do the mitzvah, because it's still a mitzvah for the father. But according to the Rivash, once the son is a gadol, so then it's not the father's mitzvah anymore. It's really the son's mitzvah. And only when he's a katan, then we have the father do it. But once the son grows older, it's really his own mitzvah. So that's the Machlokes Rishonim, which is quoted in the Posuk. Thank you.